A former factory worker and union organizer has been elected president of Brazil. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, known simply as Lula, won yesterday's runoff election in a landslide. His victory is the latest sign of Latin Americans' growing disenchantment with the economic globalization of the 1990s. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Last night, Brazilians saw something that many political experts used to think impossible, a Lula acceptance speech.
Eu quero dizer para vocês que o Brasil está mudando em paz.
I want to tell you that Brazil is changing, peacefully, but more important, hope has overcome fear.
Lula lost the three previous presidential elections, and the conventional wisdom was that too many Brazilians were simply afraid of him. After all, he's the bearded leader of something called the Workers' Party, which uses a red star as its symbol. But this time around, Lula has quieted those fears. At an exclusive social club on Rio de Janeiro's wealthy south side, Cynthia Pinheiro punched her vote for Lula into the electronic ballot box. I've never been a Lula supporter, Pinheiro says, but today was like poker. I'm going to pay to see his cards. Pinheiro says she's tired of the free market, globalized economics of the current government, which she believes has worsened unemployment and poverty. She says the government's candidate, José Serra, is just another hyper-educated member of the elite. And she says it's time to see what a factory worker would do as president. Lula's supporters think he'll do a lot. Thousands of them poured into the streets last night to sing his campaign song. Ronnie Castello says she believes life is about to get better. I know Lula is going to change Brazil, Castello says. He's going to improve education, health, employment, and public safety. We're going to end all this poverty, she says. It's a tall order, and Lula himself has tried to dampen expectations. As part of his recent move toward the political center, he's pledged to restrain government spending to keep Brazil from violating the austerity measures that it's agreed with the International Monetary Fund. If Lula is true to his newly found fiscal conservatism, there may be a rude awakening for many of his supporters when he takes office next January. But for the moment, Lula has become a potent symbol of the resurgence of leftist politics in South America. Celebrating in the streets of Rio, Argentine tourist Alejandro Citari says Lula's victory has inspired leftists throughout the continent.
Un cambio muy grande, inclusive en las relaciones con los Estados Unidos.
This is a big change, especially in relation to the United States. With this, we will stop being so dependent on the U.S., and maybe we'll have a relationship of equals, Citari says. While Lula says he's not looking for a fight, he has made it clear that he wants to stand up to Washington, especially when it comes to negotiating the terms of any future free trade deals. Martin Casti, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.